USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an official memorandum aimed at preventing illegal aliens from being counted in the 2020 census. A Trump administration telling NBC News that excluding illegal aliens reflects a better understanding of our Constitution and democratic principles. Opening the Senate floor on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are putting together a stimulus bill to help Americans.
We will start with the facts and develop real, targeted solutions on the subjects that matter most to American families: kids, jobs, and health care.
President Trump's Chief of Staff Mark Meadows meeting on Capitol Hill with Senate Democrats to get their perspective on things, and President Trump holding a coronavirus task force briefing for the first time since June 25th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he may have to shut down his state if folks don't practice social distancing and wear masks. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says shutting down the economy and state once again would cause a huge problem.
There are real costs to a draconian extended shutdown, and you never heard the other side of the health equation. You never heard that mammograms were down by 87% and colonoscopies down by 90% and drug overdoses going up month after month through the lockdown. So it was the right decision to make. The president saved 3 to 4 million lives, but it's important to note the other side of the health equation about what extended lockdowns do to the American people.
This comes days after Fauci told PBS that even though the state of New York suffered the most casualties and failed to adequately protect folks in nursing homes, Governor Andrew Cuomo battled the coronavirus correctly. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As rioters continue to vandalize federal buildings in Portland, Oregon, one of the things we're hearing is that the people protecting those buildings are not wearing any identification. Acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli tells Fox News that's not exactly accurate.
Our agents are identified as police on front and back, and they have their unit identifiers on both shoulders. Customs Border Protection will have police on the front. We'll have Customs Border Protection and a Homeland Security seal on each shoulder. And their unit identifier. These are BORTAC, which is like a SWAT team. And they have an individual identifier as well. Not their name, but a code identifier like AS3 or something like that that's unique to them.
A man was given the wrong lottery ticket, but ended up with a big surprise. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
A man in suburban Detroit was given the wrong lottery ticket. But guess what? The result? A $2 million winner. The Michigan Lottery said the man stopped at a gas station in East Point, Michigan to put air in his tire. He needed change for the air machine and also asked for a $10 Lucky Sevens scratch-off ticket. He said the clerk handed me a $20 ticket by mistake. He offered to exchange it, but something told me to keep it. So I paid the extra and kept it. The name of the 57-year-old man wasn't released. He decided to take the lump sum of about $1.3 million instead of the $2 million spread out over 20 years.
Thank you, John. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.